Americans seem to love books about living in Europe. A Year in Provence and Under the Tuscan Sun were huge bestsellers here. But what happens when one of them comes to live here? Italian newspaper columnist Beppe Severgnini lived in Washington's Georgetown neighborhood for a year in the mid-90s. His book about that year was a bestseller in Europe, making that Georgetown townhouse a tourist attraction. Severgnini's book is now available in the United States under the title Ciao America, An Italian Discovers the U.S.
I decided to try to understand America, taking one place in one street of one city and look at the details and try to think the what makes America tick. Let's stick to a house, 1513 34th Street. They put a brass plate outside the door.
It says Beppe was here?
No, it says Un Italiano in America, just that. Because my readers would go there and say, is this the house?
It was air conditioning that really did you in.
Yes. The short answer is yes. but then I realized that air conditioning, it's a way of controlling something which is by definition not easy to control, which is the weather. And I think you Americans like to control things and your life. I think it's a good thing that you want to be in charge as far as you can. And air conditioning is a, why do I have to be subject to these changes? Let's do something about it.
And ice too, ice in drinks.
I call it brown ice and you call it a Coke. And you know what? This is interesting because it is the same in Washington, D.C., in Miami, it is the same in Seattle. And people say, how could you possibly write about America? America is so different. It is true, but there are things that are similar. Mm-hmm. The ice, you know, is a very simple example. We're talking about cultural difference between America and the rest of the world.
Yeah, you point out the uniformity of motels all across the country. They're exactly the same.
I love that. I love that. It's so reassuring. And my country is great. You know, Italy is a great country. I'm very proud to be Italian. I live there. But to be Italian is a full-time job. Oh, it's so unpredictable in many ways. And you come here, you go into a motel, and you know exactly where everything is. You know the little switch for the light is on your right-hand side, more or less where your hands is. You know exactly, you know. In Italy, at night, whenever I have to go to the bathroom, I spend 20 minutes frisking the wall, trying to understand where the bloody on NPR, yes, the bloody switches.
You were impressed by the temple of food, fresh fields.
I like the way I go into Freshfield to buy, you know, a bottle of wine. I come out and I spend $150. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. And I remember once we bought so much for dinner and it was so expensive that my child, who is 9, he told me, Daddy, with the same money, we could have easily gone to a restaurant and now we have to cook everything. But I like this American kind of love for everything that is presented well, that is organic, that is gadgets. I love gadgets. America is a great place for gadgets.
Yeah, you did like gadgets. You bought a lot of stuff you didn't need.
No. I like gadgets because I think they tell you a lot about this country. I think a country that has so much confidence in gadgets, into something, you know, from a cellular phone to, I remember, a air-conditioned, solar-powered baseball cap. Sometimes you come up with something as useless as that, but sometimes the gadget mania is good. I think America has become the country that it is because it's got this faith in little crafty little packages. Everybody's got some little gadget he or she trusts.
They have those at Restoration Hardware. This catalog impressed you.
Yes, it impressed me because that catalog is like is American past. I mean, you live among these extraordinarily well-designed cars, well-designed teapots, well-designed toaster, you name it. And then you decide that these become classic. Classic in America can be a Coke. In Italy, when you say classic, you think of the Colosseum. Here is a Coke. And I like, you know, a nation that actually buys her own past in a catalog, and the past and history is, we're talking about 20, 25 years old, when I was like a teenager, and I kind of like that. American history belongs to me as to everybody else.
You listed some American obsessions, all beginning with the letter C. You mentioned control. What about comfort?
Comfort is religion. You know, I have to be comfortable. It's not in the Constitution, but it will be soon. I really enjoy American cities when you have these sort of ladies, young ladies with, you know, a power suit and track shoes because they have, you know, high heel shoes in a plastic bag.
Competition.
Competition is obviously a key to understand this country. The fact that you are competing with your with other people and they are doing trying to do their best in order to achieve something, very often in Europe, sometimes things that do not quite work well happen because people just set for, you know, the like an achievable, easy goal.
Community?
Community, it may be a neighborhood watch against crime, but that's a form of community. Something like that in Italy simply does not work. People think, you know, how to protect their own house, a special system, alarms or whatever, but the idea of helping each other and in a neighborhood, it's, they try, doesn't work, which is sad.
Think you could be a good American?
I don't think I want to do that. I think I'm a friend of America, and I think it's good to be a friend of America, someone who does not believe that America is heaven. But of course, never ever believe that America is hell. I think there are things that are common in America, there are things that make America a special place. And sometimes you need someone from outside to come in and tell you, look, control, comfort, there are little things, but you have to find them. I don't know how good I've been, but I tried hard and with affection.
Beppe Severgnini is the author of Ciao America, An Italian Discovers the U.S.